Carl Hogwood, how are you feeling at the moment? Can you sum up your emotions?
Hugely frustrated. Obviously, the game changed on them getting a red card, and we actually, what should have been ascendancy, losing Shawcott was pivotal for us. We just lost a lot of shape. We had opportunities, clearly, and we just lacked direction and lacked shape.
How did you see the red card incident?
I think it's pretty clear-cut, yeah.
It was clear-cut, yeah. And how is Jamie? Did he have a HIA?
Yeah, he had a HIA, and he obviously failed it on pitch side, so he wasn't able to come back on.
Did that affect the balance then of your side and the game plan?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, Conor Braid coming into the team, we lost Ryan Mills in the warm-up. So Conor coming in early, with whatever it was, 65 to go, didn't quite have that direction at 10, and we didn't quite have that field management.
Line-out has been a focal point for Warriors, a lot of focus on that. It didn't quite function again this afternoon. What's the problem there?
Yeah, so I think actually when we got turned over a couple of times, it was when Darren Barry was in the bin, so that's something we're going to look at, is Christian Scotland-Williamson as a secondary caller, which he has done that during the week.
In a funny sort of way, did that galvanise them, do you think, Bristol, when they went down to 14? We see it in football sometimes. Do you feel that they almost stepped up their game?
Yeah, I think so, but I think I look at our side of the pitch and our side of the ball, I just didn't think we managed the game. We had plenty of ball. We didn't look as if we had good shape when we attacked. Normally, we're very, very threatening when we have ball in hand, and we look blunt today.
Particularly in the 22, there seemed to be a loss of intensity. You coughed it up there. We saw that against Wasps in the second half in six ways a few weeks ago, and the same problems are there, Carl.
Yeah, a little bit. I thought it was more from wider out. When we're in that middle third, I thought when we did have possession, I said we just didn't have our normal shapes together, and we didn't have that same level of continuity that we normally can achieve. I said when we've got ball in hand, we normally are a threat.
Mark Tainton, your opposite number, named quite a strong side for the European Challenge Games. They came away with two victories. You didn't. Would you change your thinking there? Do you think they had the momentum going into this?
No, I think we've always said we're a growth model. We're about exposing young players to a higher level, whether that's through Europe or through LV. And we've always seen as Europe as the opportunity to blood some of the young guys coming through. I thought, like, say, Christian Scotland-Williamson came through the last couple of weeks, and I thought first 20, 30 minutes he was excellent. Gave us some real good front foot.
Was he the main positive for you? Were there others?
I think he was definitely one of the positives. I said just disappointing for us as a side. I thought we lacked direction and we lacked management.
Quick word on Val Rapaba-Ruskin. What happened there?
I was ill. He was ill, so he had a fever going into the game. So it's something that we picked up over since Thursday, Friday last week, and hasn't recovered.
Bristol now narrowed the gap to 2 points at the bottom of the table. How do you see the rest of the season now? Because it doesn't get any easier, does it? You've got some hard games coming up.
Yeah, that's right. But I think we've obviously had a bumpy start to the season. That's well documented. We've had a lot of injuries. I'm actually looking forward to the second half of the season. We've got a number of significant players coming back in that I think will be pivotal to the direction of which we take. You look at the likes of Francois Hucha or Johnny R at nine can give us real direction and real leadership in there. I see losing Jamie Shawcott for us today was a blow. So, if we can get that 9 and 10 axis and playing the right areas of the field with a shape, I'm sure we can have a really positive second half of the season.